Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 19th. You'll be interested to know. 22 years ago, today, in 2002, the United States Senate overwhelmingly approved the establishment of a new cabinet department, the Department of Homeland Security, which was intended to have a workforce of 170,000 individuals. This decision followed a similar approval from the House of Representatives the previous week, reflecting a strong commitment to national security. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF report. Expect waist-to-chest-high swell on Tuesday morning, with occasional shoulder-high sets, remaining glassy with light offshore winds, then becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect waist-high swell with similar glassy morning conditions, transitioning to semi-choppy in the afternoon. Thursday will feature waist-high swell with occasional chest-high sets in the morning, remaining glassy before becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean to fair at 3 to 4 feet until noon. After that, it's looking choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3.5-foot incoming low tide, when the east-northeast swell is 4.5 feet at 9 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 6 foot at 10:30 a.m., with a -0.5-foot low tide at 6:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 44 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:23. It looks like we're in for a beautiful Tuesday with plenty of sunshine and a high around 68, accompanied by a light north wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 47 and a gentle southeast breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Wednesday and Thursday with highs around 71. Nights will be partly cloudy, cooling down to the upper 40s and low 50s. Fog is possible Friday morning, and Saturday brings a chance of rain after 10 p.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a scientist from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in La Jolla discovered a rare deep-sea oarfish on Grandview Beach in Encinitas. This 9.5-foot specimen is only the 21st of its kind documented in California since 1901. Ben Frabel, manager of the Scripps Marine Vertebrate Collection, coordinated with NOAA Fisheries to recover the fish for study. This specimen will tell us much about the biology and life history of oarfishes, Frabel remarked. Researchers suggest that changes in ocean conditions may explain why these oarfish are washing up on shore. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football in Arlington, the Houston Texans, now 7-4, triumphed over the Dallas Cowboys, who dropped to 3-7, with a commanding 34-10 victory. Joe Mixon dazzled with 3 touchdowns, while Derek Barnett's crucial fumble return sealed Dallas' fate. Despite Cooper Rush's 64-yard TD pass, the Cowboys' woes continued with injuries and a 5-game losing streak. the Texans maintain their AFC South lead. In local sports, the Lakers, currently at 9-4, are set to host the struggling Utah Jazz, who stand at 3-10. With LeBron James averaging 26.3 points per game, the Lakers are favored by 10.5 points. Meanwhile, the Kings, with a record of 10-6-3, are preparing for a matchup tomorrow night against the Buffalo Sabres in the City of Angels. In top news, keratopigmentation, a cosmetic surgery that changes eye color, is gaining popularity, despite warnings from doctors about its potential risks. Patients choose this procedure to enhance their appearance or emulate family traits. The surgery, performed by Dr. Alexander Moshovich in New York, involves using a laser to create tunnels in the cornea, which are then filled with dye, costing $12,000. While some patients report satisfaction, the American Academy of Ophthalmology cautions against cosmetic keratopigmentation, citing risks such as vision loss and light sensitivity. Prescription contact lenses are recommended as a safer alternative. In business news, Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy, marking a significant shift for the once innovative budget airline. This move comes less than a year after a federal judge blocked its merger with JetBlue Airways, which opponents argued would reduce competition and drive up fares. Since 2020, Spirit has lost over $2 billion, effectively erasing its profits from its ultra-discounter model. Despite this, Spirit plans to continue operations during bankruptcy and aims to attract more upscale customers while restructuring its business. Chief Executive Ted Christie has described the airline industry as a rigged game, favoring larger carriers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $91,800. Ethereum is just over $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is over $1. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent studies confirm that the far side of the moon was volcanically active billions of years ago. Scientists analyzed the first rock samples from this region collected by China's Chang'e 6 mission. These samples revealed fragments of basalt, most dating back to approximately 2.8 billion years ago, with one fragment being the oldest known lunar basalt at about 4.2 billion years old. Researchers noted that the far side has significantly lower levels of potassium, rare earth elements, and phosphorus compared to the near side. This raises questions about how volcanic activity persisted on the far side. Further research may clarify these mysteries. And in entertainment news, Dennis Dugan, the director of the beloved 1996 comedy Happy Gilmore, is returning to the franchise as both an actor and executive producer for Netflix's Happy Gilmore 2. Dugan will reprise his role as Pro Golf Tour Commissioner Dov Thompson. The film, directed by Kyle Newacek, is currently in production, but a release date has not been announced. Adam Sandler returns as the lead character, along with familiar faces like Christopher McDonald and Julie Bowen, while new cast members include Benny Safdie, Bad Bunny, and Margaret Qualley. Dugan's extensive career includes directing various successful comedies, establishing him as a prominent figure in the industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer-songwriter and activist, Judy Collins. And she said, "I think people who are creative are the luckiest people on earth. I know that there are no shortcuts, but you must keep your faith in something greater than you and keep doing what you love. Do what you love, and you will find the way to get it out to the world." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.